You were born to a crack-addicted mother, you write. At age 10, you would see murders close up. A friend of your mom's who was pregnant was killed with an arrow through her stomach that also killed her unborn child. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
How did being surrounded by these kinds of things affect you at a very young age?
I really can't speak on how it affect me. It just made me a stronger person, you know, and just treat life like it's your last every day, because you never know what's gonna happen.
That's
a
big effect.
Yeah, it's a big effect.
Living your life like you could die tomorrow, even if you're 19 years old.
Yeah, even if you're 10, you know, just walk down the street and something will happen. I mean, you say that The Wire and my book is like
similar, real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you think?
I mean, my life is reality, all day reality. Some things that people that go through in life that they'll probably never come out their mouth and tell you, you know. And The Wire is all reality. They just put it out there that this is what's going on in the world. Either it's in Baltimore, New York, Chicago, wherever, it's going on. These things is going on.
Scripted drama, but it's more of a reality show.
Yes, it is.
American Idol.
Yes, it is.
You spent some of your youth in prison after you were convicted of shooting a woman who tried to hit you with a lead bat, according to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Will you talk about that incident?
I was a hard-headed little kid, you know, hard-headed, make yourself behind. I mean, all kids, they run and see a fight. Oh, they fighting on the street. So I ran and seen a fight.
How old were you?
I was 14 and a half. And I ran down.